Live, casino and hotel Maryland employees face fraud charges. Two former employees of Live, casino and hotel Maryland are facing multiple criminal charges after allegedly orchestrating a scheme that resulted in the theft of more than $27,000. The accused individuals, identified as 27-year-old Sonajah Richards of Forestville, Maryland, and 26-year-old Alan Hill of Washington, D.C., have been charged with both felony and misdemeanor offenses related to theft and identity fraud in Anne Arundel County District Court. Both Richards and Hill were employed by the casino in Hanover as VIP hosts, a role that granted them the authority to distribute discretionary complimentary rewards to guests. These comps included amenities such as dining vouchers and free slot play, which functions as non-cash credits used to play on video lottery terminals throughout the casino. According to charging documents, the scheme involved the creation of fraudulent player rewards accounts. Richards and Hill allegedly loaded discretionary comps onto these fake accounts, producing player rewards cards tied to them. These cards were then given to two individuals, who used the free slot play to gamble before cashing out their winnings, ultimately defrauding the casino. The investigation revealed that Richards was responsible for fraudulently creating and loading 30 player rewards cards over several days in late February. The misuse of these cards reportedly resulted in a loss of more than $20,000 to the casino through unauthorized slot play and subsequent cash outs of winnings obtained using the comps. In a similar manner, Hill is alleged to have loaded 20 fraudulent player rewards cards in early March. The losses attributed to Hill's actions are estimated at $7,300, according to the details provided in the court filings. The casino maintains that both employees, along with the two players who used the fraudulent cards, financially benefited from the scheme. Awaiting court appearances. While Richards and Hill have been formally charged, court records indicate that the two individuals who used the fraudulent player rewards cards have not yet been charged. As of the latest filings, court dates for Richards and Hill have not been scheduled. Additionally, there were no attorneys listed as representing either defendant in the court database as of Friday morning. The case is being handled by the Anne Arundel County District Court, and it remains under investigation. The charges include multiple counts associated with theft and the unauthorized use of identity-related information, stemming from the misuse of casino systems and guest reward privileges. The allegations point to a coordinated effort to exploit internal systems designed for enhancing customer experience, instead repurposed for personal financial gain. Live, Casino and Hotel Maryland, which operates under a state license, utilizes a player rewards system as a part of its customer engagement strategy. The integrity of such systems is considered essential to the casino's operations, and any breaches involving employee misconduct are subject to legal scrutiny.